Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Still don't understand.
Oh, shit. My hat's all bent. Somebody stepped on it in my car.
What's up, baby boys? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, point guard of podcasting, here with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. Very excited to be here.
Very happy to be here, buddy. We got a fucking stacked show today.
Dude, it's fucking... Skankfest is upon us. So I'm 1 week from flying.
I meant they all have nice tits.
Oh, behave, baby.
Great show planned today. Three guests in studio. We had Figs and Robbie booked, and Kim Congdon's in town. We can't not take advantage of the great Kim Congdon being in town.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. So
we can't not take advantage
Come
of
on.
Him.
You just look at it. You have to take advantage.
You can't not gaslight Kim. Who wouldn't gaslight Kim? Come on.
Nobody was talking about gaslighting. That just came from inside of you.
I'm taking advantage of gaslighting. I feel like it's in the same category.
Yeah.
Listen, we have a great show planned. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Kim Congdon's here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Very excited.
I appreciate it. I came on Monday, but like I was scheduled, but...
I wasn't here. You're still going to come on the show?
You saved yourself.
I know.
Huh. Robbie Goodwin's here.
Hey.
What's up, kid?
Hey, how's it going?
Yay. Robbie Goodwin pulling himself up out of the gutter. The last appearance on Real Ass Podcast, people were like, dude, Robbie's just something happened with him. People are liking him now.
Yeah.
He's fucking, you know.
You know what you happened to him? You? Me.
You think you happened
You're
to
damn
him.
Damn right.
As compared to you, he's likable.
Yeah.
And you know that voice. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the one and only Mike Figs.
What's up, Dougie?
What'd you do that made people like you now?
I have no idea. I think I just hung around long enough.
No, I think he was a little bit more calm, a little bit less fucking zany and wacky, mm-hmm. and he just picked his shots a little bit better. It was fucking great. It's also, I will say, it's me. I know how to control you guys. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a. You know, they call me the point guard of podcasting for a reason.
We came up with another name, but I can't remember.
What was the name?
Fuck, what was it?
We were. I have a few
in Texas. We had to came up with this awesome fucking name.
Gaslighter, asshole.
Oh, something.
Piece of shit, rapist. All right, you know what, guys?
Whatever.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
Let's do our plugs. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. I'm very, very excited about it. Figs, get your plugs out of the way. Let's just get it done.
Hell yeah. At Comic Mike Figs, follow me on Twitter, on everything. Also, subscribe to Young Guns on YouTube. Me and Robbie, baby. It's the best podcast of 2022, according to Forbes. That's right.
Yeah, we made Forbes.
That's right, baby. Subscribe, like, share.
Robbie.
Young Guns, and we'll be at Auto Bar in Baltimore this Saturday. Figs and I will be co-headlining, and we have Joe Gorman on the show, too. So it's going to be a banger and a half.
I love it. Joe Gorman's the half. I like it.
Yeah, he's a small boy. He's very...
Kimmy Congdon.
What's up, guys? You know me. It's Vicky Kimmy in the house.
Let's go.
You guys can follow me on Twitter, at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram, at Kim Congdon. Check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/QueenKong1. And I have a couple podcasts, This Bitch Podcast with Sarah Weinshank, and Broad Topics, TOPIX, on the Gas Digital Network with my girl, Alex Scarlotto. She's got a baby to feed, people. Subscribe.
Oh, yeah,
that is true. Baby's coming.
She's got a baby and a Harrington to feed.
Yeah. Zach D'Amico.
October 28th. Paradise Theater, Toronto. One stand-up show, one live midnight spook show come out. And also go to Auto Bar in Baltimore this Saturday because who else is on that show?
Who else is on
you guys this weekend?
Oh, Nick Aldershaw and Kurt Ryan.
Kurt Ryan, funny as fuck, and I want to promote him.
Oh, great, yeah.
So go see Kurt Ryan on that show.
So funny that you forgot his name.
No, but I really like him, and I always make it, they are always nice to him.
Kurt Ryan.
Hell yeah.
Kurt Ryan.
Thank you, dude.
I like him.
I never read him before.
Shout out Kurt.
You know what? Fuck Kurt Ryan.
Yeah.
Guys, dox him. Dox his family.
Find his address.
Find out where he lives.
Threaten him.
You know what? Fuck this guy, dude. Take him down.
And this is not a bit. This is not a joke.
He's had it too good for too long.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
We're taking him down at Auto Bar this Saturday. So.
Listen to me. I'm off the road until Skankfest. Skankfest is happening. this October 14th or 16th, kickoff party on the 13th. Very, very excited about that. At the end of the month, me and Aaron Berg continue the Offend Everyone tour. We will be in Philadelphia on October 30th. Other stuff coming up, guys. Go to lewisofskanks.com for those tickets. But I really want to talk about Skankfest for just a second. If you guys want to be a part of Skankfest, you can still do it because we are live streaming 12 different events throughout Skankfest weekend. The Legion of Skank shows, at least two shows I think we're doing. Kill Tony, Goddamn Comedy Jam, Bastard Radio, Part of the Problem Live, Big J's What's Your Fucking Deal. There's a bunch of different live streams that are happening. You can get the entire list at mintcomedy.com. You can purchase each individual live stream for just $10. $10, okay? Goes to a good cause. The comedians, we're repping the fucking comics. The comics that are producing these shows, who are at the helm of these shows, get the majority of the money. And it's just fucking a great way to support and be a part of Skankfest. And if you decide to buy the entire weekend, you save $20. It's $100 for every single stream throughout the weekend, and you can stream them up to 72 hours after they stream. mintcomedy.com. Go check out the streams as well. Pull up a Mint Comedy stream for a second, Shannon.
Yes, Lewis is right. Kimfest will be happening at Skankfest. Rich Voss, Bonnie McFarlane, performance by Crackamico.
You don't have to promote it. The people are going to be there. Oh, you're fine.
Okay.
Love Crackamico. Already... Make sure you get his album, Crackamico's brand new album, out now on Spotify.
I'm going to get pregnant by Crackamico at Skankfest for the bit.
That'd be a great bit.
A very talented baby.
It's a crack baby.
A crack baby.
Here again, show one of the streams. What is this? Get some volume on it.
So the Jews and the Illuminati.
Mint comedy.
Mint looks great.
They're great, dude.
I have a fetish. It's not for feet. I just have a fetish for men who have money who like feet.
Hey, look, the comics stink. No, they're great. Maj Brony's, I'm sure he's, I don't know what the fuck Maj Jabroni does. His name is Jabroni.
Yeah.
Who the fuck were those
his
people?
His name is fucking Jabroni. He can't be that good. Impossible.
His name is Jabroni.
It's fucking Jabroni. Hey. It's fucking Jabroni.
Mass.
Candy ass.
Fuck. The fuck out of here.
Like candy ass, fucking Jabroni. Fucking.
They're going to be named Jabroni.
Oh, fuck. I like it. But yeah, Mint Comedy does a great job. So, mintcomedy.com. And subscribe to Gas Digital Network. If you love this show, you can get the entire on-demand library, all ad-free, uncensored, in one place. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. If you keep the membership, you save $1.50 a month. You got this show, Legion of Skanks, Yo MMA Rap, Zach and Nico's Midnight Spook Show, The Bonfire. Why did I say The Bonfire? Broad Topics.
Yeah. The Bonfire.
Show that starts with B.
I'm manifesting The Bonfire. Joins Gas Digital.
That's how you do with B, yeah. Other girl.
Cool. The girl who burned all my things.
I didn't burn them. I threw them out the window.
He's like, shipwreck? Train wreck? No,
that,
okay.
That was one of our funniest moments when Kim was throwing our things out things out the windows, but she was like... It was
throwing small things that it wouldn't... Yeah,
things that weren't valuable.
Like a phone charger.
Like she was like holding back
your notebook.
Zach, you're so funny.
I love you so much.
No book. You cucks.
Oh, I'm gonna throw up.
Kim's crying.
Oh my god.
Kim thought that was so funny.
That's how bad you are.
All of you. Fuck all of you.
No, but I did throw at one point. Start throwing out. He just bought batteries. His ADD so bad that it took him a long time to get the batteries. So I just started tossing them out the window, and I hit a delivery
mailman
in the head with a battery.
Oh my god!
Was he pissed? Was
and then
black
I stopped
one?
Throwing.
That's
things.
A salt and battery.
Hey, oh, yeah, come on. There you right. go, loading up.
They're gonna hate you again after that
I
one.
Know, wow. You win some, you lose some.
It was good. It was great.
All right, look. I watched Hocus Pocus 2 last night.
Gay. Is there a button that goes gay?
Ooh, I hated that, dude. Please, the fuck was that? Never do that again, dude.
Sorry, my Hocus Pocus 2 the other day.
Calm it down, relax. Let's just let it unroll. He just starts has to make noises.
My battery joke doesn't seem that bad. No,
it was not a bad bad.
It wasn't. I went too hard on it.
Yeah. She did go hard on it. It wasn't a bad joke.
Yeah, hindsight, dude.
I thought that was pretty good. But fuck you guys. Fuck all you guys.
Gay.
There should be a button like that.
Jesus.
That's a good soundbite. I say clip it.
That's the social
clip
media.
It, clip it, Natty.
I hope you clip your wrists. Look, Hocus Pocus was not terrible. I really wasn't paying attention that much to it. immediately they have to wokeify the movie. The whole cast is just blacks and Puerto Ricans. This town was all white. How much has this town gone to shit in the past 30 years?
They gentrified the fuck out.
I mean, holy shit, did this town fall off.
Salem had a Starbucks.
Talking. Yeah. But 30 years ago, it was a nice white community. Not a single brown face to be seen. I mean, the fucking... there's no white people. The girl who like left all of her friends and is kind of a bitch now, she's white, of course.
The bitch is white?
The bitch is white.
Locus pocus.
I think they have to... You know what I think it is? I think that they have to overcorrect for a few years and then even it out.
Maybe. I hope. Maybe. I hope that's going to happen, but it's just like...
That's what I hope.
It doesn't matter.
The only black person in the first one was the cat.
Yeah.
The only thing that like, I don't even...
And they killed him. Yeah, they tried many times.
Dragged him behind a truck.
Yeah, yeah. Ran him over. Yeah.
Miss me, bitch.
Yeah, dude, I can. They burned a cross in his litter box.
Yeah. He did some time in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
Fluff.
I can get past that. Yeah. Fine. It's you know, the main chick's black now, and they got a fat Puerto Rican girl and a black guy that owns the magic shop. Like black.
He's a blizzard.
Yeah.
He's excited blizzard. By his own tricks and stuff.
Oh, he runs around.
You ain't gonna believe what the fuck I got today, player. Y'all ain't gonna believe it.
I'm the devil. Devil.
Yo, you see any flowers? Watch that shit. Hold up. Look at that fire.
That's why the town's black. They're like, I heard they do magic tricks over there.
So. That's fine enough. But then they got to also make it like just all feminist horse shit. Like they go back in time. The first scene is with the three witches.
They don't burn women alive.
Dude, no, they, they make it that before those girls were witches, they were just like feminist bitches that were like just trying to be badass bitches. Oh, and then the town wasn't cool with that.
So I'm not going to lie. I feel like that's what the witches actually were. They were the women that were like, we can actually talk.
Yeah, and we're like, set them on fire.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like that's pretty spot on.
That was a better time. I got to be honest with you guys.
Can you talk underwater?
Dude, imagine that. If we dated during those times, Kim, I just would have had to accuse you of being a witch.
She's doing magic. Burn her now. She threw out my batteries. only a witch could do that.
So there's this new thing with like sequels and reboots where they have to make the bad guys justified. They did it with the new Home Alone too.
Yeah. Where and they were Thor and all everything now.
Everybody needs to have a sad backstory and justify why they're evil.
Yeah.
Me and Lewis still. We can make this movie.
That's true.
Hocus Spicus.
All right. So there's nothing
Thickest
else to say.
Hocus Spicus does sound like the spell to conjure you.
Thickest Spicus.
That's pretty good. Very good. I just had to decipher.
The movie just, it was fine. Once you get past that, it's fun, you know, but it's just like every fucking movie now. You know, and I don't want to sound like that old fucking Republican white guy where I'm like, why are they making Ariel black? Yeah. I think it's fine. I'm just saying Ariel black is being okay. But if Ariel's black and then she's also like socially conscious, I'm going to be fucking furious, dude. Yeah. Just be the fucking fish bitch, you know?
Be a fish whore.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it was, by the way. What a cunt Ariel was. Let me say something, dude. She literally gave up her family.
Yeah.
For some dude she didn't even know.
She wanted that dick.
Just some dude.
This still sounds like you. Not you being every Disney character. Yeah, that's
I barely knew the chick. I gave up James.
You gave up your family for something that smelled like fish.
Under the sea.
So whatever. That movie kind of stunk. That's fine.
Was Sarah Jessica Parker? Was she hot in it?
No, dude. She's old as fuck. They're old as fuck.
She looks good from a distance, and then there's shots where she's like close to the camera, and you're like,
it's like Ren and Stimpy when they do the close up. Yeah. It's like, dun, dun, dun.
It's 29 years later. 29-year-olds aren't even hot. Are you kidding me? This is fucking wild, dude. She was kind of hot. That was the only role I ever saw her in.
The only movie she's hot in is the first one.
And then any other role I've seen her in, she's a fucking horse faced, weird, witch looking bitch.
I think she's hot for a girl that looks like a horse. Yeah, I think she used to look hot.
No, dude, Sex and the City, she was fucking harsh looking.
And also, you like her in the first Hocus Pocus because she's a slut. She's like sitting on the guy's lap and bouncing on it.
Yeah,
she's like,
great.
I'm so dumb.
It's the best.
Which, they kind of acknowledge in the flashback, she's kind of a dumb slut 7-year-old.
Nice.
Well, and I think they also.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you watched it.
I'm discussing the movie.
No, I just, yeah. I just you knew things about it.
They kind of imply that
he's reading my mind. He's a witch too.
He has no reason to watch this movie though. He doesn't have a child in his life.
He's
no,
a whore.
Everybody watched Hocus Pocus. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I'm married to a white woman. We watched Hocus Pocus.
I was gonna say, is this movie for girls? Like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
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 And they imply basically that they were frozen where they were mentally when they became witches, because they're kind of like the dumb fat one, the lady in charge, and then she's kind of like a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of imply she's not a slut as much as she's just a child with no impulse control. Mm.
She's a child with fat titties, and she just wanted to sit on the bus driver's. Oh, not Sarah Jessica Parker.
She ain't got no titties.
And then the other one
with the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. The one that talks out of the side of her mouth.
Yeah,
she's just doing Bill Murray, by the way.
But she's now in this movie. She's like slower. Like there's something about her. Dude, she's not like completely as with it. Like the actress, I think, and she's had surgery.
Yeah.
It's just fucking weird, dude. It just doesn't feel.
She went full tard.
She's, it's weird, dude. You know?
Poor girl.
But it was fine. It was fine. You know, my kid liked it. The second time that he watched it, aww, he's like, I think it's great that women are fucking. Blah, blah. Well, shut up, Jared. Shut the fuck up.
What do you know?
Get him, put him in the Marines quick. Hurry up.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
He was like, I don't like when people call brown people black. And I was like, oh, wait till you listen to my podcast. Yeah.
We said different words.
We're not gonna have that problem.
Agreed, Dougie. Do you want to watch Luca again, Dougie?
I don't agree when they call them people.
Oh, a little awkward. Is it hot in here, Dougie?
James, this is my friend Anthony Kuhman. He's got some things to tell you.
Hey, what's up, James? They are
doing dice.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. YoDelta.com makes incredible Delta 8 THC products like vapes and gummies. So if you're over the age of 21 years old and you guys are in the market for getting high, well, guess what? You got to get it from YoDelta.com.
Absolutely. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. They are phenomenal. And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, right now, just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out, and you're going to save 25% off your entire order. YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? So, what is this? McDonald's adds an adult Happy Meal to their menu. This is kind of fun. I don't have any problem with this.
Yeah, but the toys suck. They're like the original toys, but with double the eyeballs. It's like, just bring the original toys back for a minute.
Wait, why are they double the eyeballs?
Because it's stupid. Because people are stupid, and they're trying to be
creative.
Because
they're supposed to be like artsy collectibles.
Yeah, like, NF, yeah, I see. Yeah.
That's like trying too hard,
I think. Trying too hard, and it's not even that
I want to get all of them, because this will be, because this idea is going to go away.
You're still trying
quickly
to get rid of your Beanie Babies, Doug.
Doggy, no, I'm buying these right now, and these things will be worth money one day.
Yeah,
they will be. 50 years from now, people are gonna be like, dude,
I
want
them. Venezuelan boy made that out of clay.
Yeah.
They look
a little
bad.
Venezuelan boy.
They look like really bad toys.
That was very specific.
He's trying to set up Robin into a Venezuelan accent.
Yeah, I was racking my brain. I was like, what the hell does a Venezuelan sound
these
like?
These toys suck, dude.
I'm hungry.
So those are the toys.
Shannon, can you look up what the most valuable Happy Meal toy is? It's probably like one of the collections, right? Like a Disney one or something.
Yeah, there was the cups. I collected all the fucking Disney cups back
in the day
when
I was a little
kid.
When they give out like the Hercules plates. At one point, they were giving away full plates. Am I wrong?
That might have been Burger King.
At one point, Burger King did a lot of these too as well.
Yeah.
But at one point in my house, most of my china was McDonald's and Burger King.
I'm not going to lie.
Plates and cups.
Same.
I'm dead ass.
Look, just because it says made in China on the back doesn't mean it's China.
Bring out the fine china. Grimace.
Don't you? But then it was like plastic.
You made his sister eat off the Grimace?
Yeah.
They kept it in a cabinet.
Dude, I'm telling you, fucking. And they were like made of like plastics and shit. You know, there's no way that these things were like safe to like drink out of.
No.
Like they were not dishwasher safe.
If you ate too much, they went away.
Yeah.
The picture went
away. Yeah, the picture would rub off.
Yeah.
No, the coolest thing was the Batman Forever glass.
I don't know if I had
I'm trying to remember any Happy
Meal. I had the Lord of the Rings, the one that lit up on the bottom. I had the Disney ones.
Yeah, they had Batman Forever, like really nice like drinking glasses.
Yeah.
You know what I liked? One of my favorite toys as a kid that I like played with regularly, because I didn't get a lot of toys. So I had like two G.I. Joes. I never had like sets of things. I had like two big fat wrestlers, you know, the big rubbery wrestlers, a couple G.I. Joes, one Transformer.
This weird dildo he found in his mom's room.
But I would like create like my own world that like they weren't the characters. He wasn't a G.I. Joe. He was fucking Johnny Boy or whatever the fucking name of the guy, you know?
Dad. He was dad.
Yes.
My Transformer. Yeah. Thank you, Dad.
Hey, Daddy.
You'll never leave me.
The Invisible Man, my dad.
So, no, I got these. I had two of them. They were puppets. They were like little rubber puppets from The Land Before Time.
I love The Land Before Time.
The Land Before Time, and I got them from, I want to say Pizza Hut. I want to say Pizza Hut. And Shannon, you can pull these up. You'll maybe make me cry right now. If you pull up these Land Before the Time puppets right now.
Little bring fun!
Wow.
Doggy. And they were so shitty, they barely fit on my child fingers.
Oh, right, yeah, there they are.
No, those aren't the puppets.
Those are the turtles that tried to get out of his box.
No, because it was like the bird. I had the head, and I get to like talk with him. That wasn't it. Was that from Pizza Hut?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Did they have a second set? Go back to them. Oh, yeah, no, that's them. Yeah, that's them.
Aww.
Yeah, I had the bird. And then what else?
I see them like there's a finger pup. Oh, maybe not.
No. Yeah. I didn't cry.
Yeah, it's not a good job.
It wasn't even that. That's not how I remembered it at all.
Listen, if you didn't get real toys, your toys came with your
meals. But those were my. Those became toys in my world of like fucking bad. Yeah. Like the fucking bird guy was a bad guy that my G.I. Joe would fucking spin kick in the face.
Nice. Congrats.
Wasn't it fun to kick with G.I. Joes?
Yeah. That was fun.
Dude, G.I. Joes were the most. Because the movement could, of their fucking body, dude. Yeah.
The articulation.
You could spin them around.
Why did no other toy. Was that a fucking patented thing? It must have been, because why didn't no other toy do that? Look at Kim just not getting it right now, because her fucking dumb bitch Barbie is all just did this.
Well, girl
like,
toys.
I literally had a kitchen, and I had this egg that would crack, and an egg would come out, and I was making eggs.
I talked about this on another podcast.
I was making eggs and raising a baby, a young Puerto Rican, and then I was also playing house.
Guy toys are all like guy toys.
Doctor with your uncle. So.
Yeah, guy toys are like destroy, fuck it up, and girl toys are like bake. Yeah. You know, it's like
I always
had
wanted
easy
one.
Bake oven.
But the Barbie, her knees could go.
Oh yeah, they would pop.
That was it.
Yeah.
Look. And then their arms could just do this, and their head could do this, and it was just not a movement. Like, why didn't they just fucking throw knuckles everywhere on the Barbie where she could do all this shit?
Because then little perverts like you would have her getting banged out by fucking little Timmy the Dinosaur.
My G.I. Joe would fuck the shit out of my sister's Barbie.
So you were just upset that she couldn't bend her knees far
She couldn't spread her fucking legs. Yeah. You literally have to fucking do double. I learned double legs on the one shoulder from Barbie.
Yeah.
From my G.I. Joe fucking out Barbie.
Creep.
My mom found my Barbies like in a sex position one time because I had a friend come over and she made them have sex and then left them.
Nice.
And my mom was like, what the fuck is this?
Distracted
like,
little ADD friend, fucking 69ing.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta go fucking baseball.
Yeah. I got blamed.
I always wanted an easy bake oven. I thought that was the sweetest shit.
Yeah.
Well, you get food at the end.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was, you really got to cook.
Yeah, you made brownies.
But wasn't Creepy Crawlers just an easy bake oven
creepy
for boys?
Yeah. What's yeah, pretty much.
I don't know.
You make gummy worms.
Yeah.
With that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but not as good. It wasn't like cake. I mean,
it wasn't a fucking pie. It's not can't make tiramisu with that shit. I wanted some fucking
I want a
sweet.
Toy with a cookie at the end.
Yeah, Cinnabons.
I never got anything that you could fucking.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Colors. So is that, those are like fruit snacks you make?
No, I think they're toys.
Gummy worms.
There's toys, and then there's ones that were edible. I think these were just like, I don't think these are edible.
No, they were edible. Oh, I ate them for sure. Oh, no. I ate them.
Man. Mike, just because you can eat it doesn't mean it's edible.
This is good.
I think we've got a backstory.
Yeah. Mike had like a genius IQ before he got the creepy crawler story. And now he's like, no.
I was a whiz kid. Now that you're like, dude.
Yeah,
now like, he's like, gay.
Get your nipples hard, Kim. Kim's like, get them hard.
What's a fourth of a third?
I know, three. How did he know that, Dougie?
Yeah, what's the most valuable Happy Meal toy? Do we know?
Yeah, so I have the I have the top five. Hold on, I lost
Steve Harvey.
Okay, the fifth one is Inspector Gadget from 1995. You can share this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a good one.
From 95.
Oh,
that's the movie.
Shit.
That's the Matthew Broderick one.
I actually remember my cousin had this one.
You hit someone with your car with that toy.
You would get a piece. You wouldn't get the whole thing in one shot.
How much does it worth? $350.
You had to build it.
I'm Inspector.
Doesn't seem like enough to be one of the most valuable. We're already so
low. I think this is a poor people collectible. This is like the most valuable one's going to be $1,200.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucked with the Power Rangers heavy.
I had those.
Power Rangers, here's the thing. Power Rangers.
A little old for those, huh?
I think I was a little old. Like, it was also, we just had special effects at this point. Mm-hmm. When the Power Rangers were out, like, they like represented like an explosion with like sparks.
Yeah.
Like that would just, I couldn't get past it. I was like, this is some cheap fucking shit, yeah. dude. This is some like fucking.
Because you were watching WWF.
You're
back
too
then.
Old yeah. for it. When you're yeah. a kid, you
we
don't
We were
know.
Four.
Yeah, when you're like.
Yeah. yeah, you old bastard.
But was it really even for like 4 year olds?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. It was action packed.
Well, we were kids. We didn't even realize that it wasn't them.
Yeah,
we didn't know that was those fucking five Japanese people fighting yeah. from a different show, and they just edited in white people. We had no idea.
I thought Tommy was Puerto Rican all the time.
I like right. that they made the black one black, the Asian one yellow.
Yeah,
the
blue they really, one. They, yeah. right on the nose.
Yeah. It was so racist.
Pink one was a hot white chick.
Yeah, dude. The pink one was always hot.
Yeah.
The pink one, I was always the pink one when we played Power Rangers, because we had the same name.
You should have been a yellow one, but...
Why? I'm not Asian.
Well, you're not white.
What? What?
Leave my I feel pink, like a negotiation.
Stay away from my pink Power Ranger. Go back to the yellow
Get
one.
Your
all right,
dirty
there.
Brown fingers.
All right, you little beater.
Can we... What's the third most valuable toy, Shannon?
These robots by Diner Keshi from 1979.
Those
I have no
butt
idea.
Plugs.
Diner Keshi.
These are $400.
Putting water, grow
for the
three
for the whole set.
Yeah, for the set, I think.
Robot.
It doesn't say.
Nobody knows what they're supposed to be.
I don't.
That's
know.
Clearly for Japanese people.
Mm-hmm.
Underwater monsters.
I don't remember any. Of
I don't
these.
Know these.
Yeah. Yeah. These are, they're from 1979.
Before you were born.
Oh, 400.
I don't remember these.
These are cheap as fuck. These aren't worth anything.
I thought those were just pills.
Teeny beanie booze. I remember those. I feel like
teeny beanie.
$450.
Yeah. They're not expensive.
I feel like it would be like if something's valuable, it's like thousands.
I bet
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, Pokemon
I bet
cards.
You the fucking there's a more valuable toy. That's a false list, Shannon. Mm-hmm. You fucked up.
What about the Disney cups? I feel like those have
Blame Shannon.
The Hercules plates. I'm telling you, that Hercules plate. I bet
they gave them away for free. How yeah. expensive do you
well, no, they're not. Well, do you not know?
You got Larry talking like that?
$1.99 is not free.
Time to fact show. Check Lewis. They're free, actually.
What do you expect, Lewis?
I found another. Here's another list.
The return on investment is actually very high.
You sound like Yoda, and I sound like Kermit.
This is another list.
Mix them together, you get Natalie.
There you go.
All right, keep number on going down. Go to number one. Go to the number one. I don't care about number five.
It's the Beanie Babies.
The Beanie Babies.
Over 800. This
there
is.
There you go.
So wait, are Beanie Babies actually worth something? Because I remember when I was a kid, everyone was like, "It's gonna be worth
I
something."
Yeah, a
these.
Furby. How much does a Furby, if it works, is that worth something now? Dude, I bought a Furby for my sister.
Yeah.
In a fucking Toys R Us parking lot. My sister, she was like, she was an adult. I was maybe
you
in the
know
ninth
Lewis
grade.
Always buying a Furby.
Yeah.
Never mind.
That means, am I a pedophile? What are you saying?
I'll laugh because I'm nice.
Yeah. Good, it was good timing. I don't really know
hey,
what I meant,
don't try to make
incredible.
Me the one everyone hates.
Gay.
I've seen men do this before.
Yeah. What is a Furby worth? Or what a Tamagotchi?
Tamagotchis are worth if it works.
You know, Lewis, always buying a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, there we go. When in doubt, call back.
I'll take the Tamagotchi ribeye, Dougie.
Sorry, I don't have my fucking dumber with me to riff off of.
Where is Alex?
Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, yeah, that's Jeffrey Dahmer.
This has been Topical Comedy with Louis J. Gomez.
The name of the episode, folks.
Dumb and Dahmer.
It's me, Dahmer.
There's one
hey,
Furby.
Mike, great joke, Mike.
That's worth 100.
I love your joke. That was a good one.
What'd you
I'm
say?
I'm Jeffrey Dahmer.
Shut up.
Pretty good, dude. That's pretty solid.
What'd you say, Shannon?
There's one Furby that only five of them were ever produced that's worth $100,000. It's the Bejeweled Furby. This is what it looks like.
That one's only 14 years old.
Oh, that bitch?
That's for gay guys.
That looks like Zach.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's the co-host for Bye Guys.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Naked Roast. It's time to watch a movie. This is directed by Ty West.
Tonight we're watching Zombie Cop 7.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, I've made a career, everybody.
Zach looks like a bejeweled Furby.
Hey, everybody. Okay, I'm going to put on another jewel for the Naked Roast.
So believe it or not, the director of this film actually directed drama. Five.
Oh fuck yeah, dude, the Furby was such a weird toy. It's just like its eyes moved.
It's creepy
and
as fuck.
It
never turned off.
What a yes. shitty toy.
The 90s had a lot of really random ass like toys.
Well, they were trying to sort of like get the idea of like AI, right? And it was like, oh, yeah. Your Furby's gonna learn, but it like
Didn't turn the lights on. He goes bananas.
It's like, it's like an autistic child, basically.
All the toys were autistic. Remember the Tigger? Yeah, remember the Tigger that just jumped?
Do you have to raise autistic robot pods? Yeah. Like, what is going on? I'm not feeding this thing.
Yeah.
That was the thing. You have to feed it by pressing a button, yeah, right? You have to get, put it to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
I have one of the first commercials for Furby if you want to
see
it.
Let's watch it.
Okay. That's a bad start.
Oh.
Zach Amico.
Hey, everybody. Who wants to watch Hocus Pocus 2?
That's Zach's face when little girls are in the room, too.
Honestly, same.
Children in general.
Same, same proportions. Just like shrink it down.
Noodle, play game. Peek, bab, boop. And love you, bab. Uh-oh. Your baby sneezed.
What?
And gave mine a
He's got AIDS.
Oh, he has
COVID. They got each other sick. That's gross.
Furby, the
Gigapet, you real. I gotta say, it is kind of cool that they could make each other sick.
Yeah.
They also, they
AIDS Furbies? That's sick.
AIDS Furbies.
AIDS Furbs.
Yeah, that toy sucked. That was a shit toy.
It was bad.
Mm-hmm. I fucked with the Tamagotchi.
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 Neopets.
You can put it on your keychain at school on your backpack.
Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi.
Oh.
I beat my Tamagotchi to death.
Did you?
Yeah, I punished it until it died.
That's so fucking sick.
Just
yeah, because there was a punish button.
I'm fur. I'm fur. Please stop. I'm fur. Zakamika, please. Stop.
I have seen God's light. I have seen God's light.
Oh, so fur.
I regret nothing. I regret nothing.
Did you, what? What are you, what's that face about?
Nothing.
What's that face about?
Nothing. I didn't make a face.
Because I'm laughing at their shitty jokes? Yeah, I laugh sometimes.
That's not what I said. Why are you doing that?
Oh, sorry.
I feel it, too. I feel a little bit of tension.
For
take
me?
Take your jacket off, Kim.
Ew.
Last time you took your jacket off, and I felt like the connection was better with everyone.
Ew. All
right. I'll take mine.
All right.
No, leave your jacket on.
All right, let me go to some of these. Let me go to some of these news stories.
What are you, fucking Harvey Weinstein?
I don't know.
Why'd you get comfortable?
All right, you guys, just chill with the voices. Chill with the voices.
Yeah, just lob this one at them.
No, it's fine. No, please, no more voices.
Is there
guys.
A voice?
No more hacky dog shit.
Yeah, come on, Jesus Christ. So anyway, Alex Jones won't retake the stand in the Sandy Hook defamation trial.
That's not the one I thought you were going to say.
Oh my God.
I have a few. He won't take the stand.
Sandy Hook, I'm a little kid dying.
Wow, that's
spot on. Everyone laugh. Look at me, getting shot. Pew, pew. Be the other kid.
Ah, I'm shot. I hope no one goes after my parents.
Oh, here, Alex Jones happens to be here as well.
All right, the frogs are gay.
All right, so it's a matter of time before the space monkeys come into Congress. Kim Conning, take your jacket off. So with you, me and Joe Rogan were hanging out the other day, and brother, and I'm telling you there, brother.
You lost it and went into Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
That's it.
Yeah.
New speed round.
All right, chill with the voices, guys. Anyway, Adam Sandler is on the AARP magazine cover, making us all feel so old.
Yeah, that makes me feel old.
Makes me feel old too. Sandler, he just
Adam.
I just watched him go.
Sandler.
I'm an old man.
Are they fucking retarded?
I'm an old man. I'm old now.
What if he's just Billy Madison singing his way to the AARP?
They don't get what it's the retarded.
No, we get it. We're purposely not doing the voice.
No, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
100%.
Yeah, like he had the belt. Yeah, we're like,
no,
yeah.
Retarded.
All right, don't do a voice. Alex Jones? Huh?
Yes, don't do voice.
Adam
anyway.
Sandler?
So this is true. Next story.
My greatest hits.
Can you pull up this picture, Shannon? Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone both together in hospital beds right next to each other.
That's how I know they didn't get it before because they instantly did it this time.
They both went to the easier one.
Yeah, they both did Schwarzenegger.
This is the easier one. Everyone can do this one. Everyone kind of can approximate this one.
Yeah, pass me the apple juice.
Yeah. I hope my heart isn't terminated.
I hope someone fed my turtle back in the house.
Dude, how do you do such a bad Sylvester
Stallone? Return. Half like
do Rocky. You can't do Rocky.
You do Schwarzenegger. I'll just
look. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We're in the hospital.
Yeah. They're both just moaning. Yeah.
Why?
Do them having sex with each other.
Oh, yeah. Dude, fuck my ass. I want you to fuck me.
Fuck my ass.
You're both on bottom.
Yo, Aid.
Zoom in on Kim. Please, zoom in on Kim's face.
Hey,
Kim hates
hey,
Arnold.
I'm disassociating.
Arnold, take your jacket off.
You want me to take it off, but first you have to suck me.
It's me, Sylvester.
These are literally
Stallone.
Always the same kind of guys doing? That tell me to take my shirt off.
Hey, how we doing? It's me, Sylvester Stallone.
Lewis does a very good Stallone, which is why this is offensive.
This is ridiculous.
Do your Stallone then, Chippy. Go for it.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Well, somebody
come on, Chi-Chi Benson.
Yeah, I can be Arnold. Gomez, I'm so happy to see
all
you.
All I want to do is Arnold right now. I can't.
No, you can't. You can't. Not do it.
You do a terrible Arnold
it
as
is
well.
Very good.
You do the easiest yeah. ones really terrible.
You're a girly man. You are the girly
he
baby
said, you're
model.
A girly man.
You're a girly man. Well, it's just time for you to shine. Why are you playing at me?
Hey, Arnold, why are you coming at me like this? I'm lying in this hospital bed. I'm just kind of feeling good. Bad. Hey, that's Mick, good. Hey.
Take it to the
that's
zoo,
just
Rocky.
Lewis on NyQuil.
Stinks. All right. Anyway.
Oh, what great stories. I learned
these
a lot.
These are great stories.
Why were they together in
let's go to let's go to non-binary news with Natalie. Ladies and gentlemen, time for non-binary news with Natalie.
That's me, Natalie. It's me.
Just mute her mic, and let her talk, and I'll just talk for her.
Get to the clitoris.
All right. All right. What's going on, Natalie? What are you bringing to the table today?
Great news, everyone. Velma's gay.
Velma's gay.
Yep.
Is that the hot one?
Yeah. She's
that's
the nerdy
the
one.
Looking one.
She's the hot one.
Yeah, but she's the hot one.
It's one that everyone joked was a lesbian, and they're like, why don't... Yeah.
All the related news, Scooby-Doo is a dog.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. Everyone's like...
God, how hot.
I just realized how much she looks like Natalie.
Yeah, yeah. I have the haircut.
Hey, everybody,
right
we got to solve this mystery.
Oh, no, my glasses.
Yeah, so there's been speculation for a really long time that she's gay.
Glasses joke. Hell yeah. I love it.
Oh, speculate.
I love it. Good job, Natalie. I appreciate it.
Hit the drop.
You're right.
Rattlesnake, 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 rattlesnake.
Who did that? That's hilarious.
Dude, Nat just swung her dick around. She literally looked at Lewis in the eyes and went, hit the drop.
Lewis, if you know what's good for you, you're going to hit that drop.
I don't get many opportunities to use it.
All right, so she's a lesbian, but yeah. I wish the other one was a lesbian. That'd be hotter. That'd be a hotter story.
Daphne's hot.
You know they experimented.
Yeah, in the live action one, it was kind of implied that they fooled around.
Oh, really? How do they imply that?
I don't remember.
You hear what you want to hear now.
I hear what I want to hear. I heard that once and I went, yep.
In my fan fiction I wrote, they made out. In a long, loving relationship.
The Scooby-Doo movies are by James Gunn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who did Suicide Squad and that shit. So there's like there's weed jokes. There's definitely inferment that Daphne's a lesbian.
There's always been weed jokes, right?
Not blatant. Like the van's like covered in, has smoke coming out.
Yeah.
And then you go inside. Yeah, then you go inside
type
and they're
cooking. Type in weed.
That's funny.
Wait, in the cartoon?
No, in the movie.
In the movie.
There's a lot of adult jokes.
Yeah, really pretty okay movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Scrappy was scary in the first one. I remember it like traumatized me as a kid.
Yeah, as a kid, I was not into Scooby-Doo, really.
Me neither.
Nope.
Didn't really give a shit.
I loved it.
Loved Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Nice.
Loved Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I loved their Christmas album.
Did you?
It was very good.
Legion of Skanks kind of looks like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, we did. Bobby Hutch drew us as Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, that's funny, yeah.
Once.
I was just thinking, like, that's the... Dynamic.
Yeah, we have to figure out our Halloween costumes this year too, Legion of Skanks. Alvin and Chipmunks would be fun ones and easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just three of you in nightgowns.
Yeah.
T-shirts.
Who's the adult though?
Dave.
No,
I mean his name is Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Ralph.
Alvin.
Now that we talked about doing Mario Brothers with Big J as King Koopa me as Mario and Dave as Luigi.
Oh, that's fine.
That works.
Which would be fun.
One of you has to be Princess Peach.
I was going to say who's going to be Princess
Bobby
Peach.
Bobby Hutch, obviously.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's hilarious.
Alex. Alex would be fucking...
Waluigi.
No, who's...
Birdo.
Who's
Birdo.
A fat...
A mushroom.
Who's fat now?
Wario.
Wario.
She, oh, she would be a great Waluigi, though.
Yeah, I know.
My baby.
I think Alex should just have to dress up as DJ Skrillex every year. Either way, that'd be great. What are you guys doing for Halloween? Anything special?
No.
I'll be at the Cobra Club on the 28th. That's it.
This extra plug, you piece of shit.
That's what I'm doing for Halloween. That's Halloween weekend. Halloween.
That's not Halloween. Kim, what are you doing for Halloween? You being anything this year?
No.
You're not gonna get dressed up?
I don't really get dressed up unless there's like a. I got dressed up last year for
Legion of Skanks,
Wizard of Oz.
That was fun.
That was very fun. I dressed up for that, but I don't really dress up.
Zach, what are you?
Is
doing?
That because the last time you dressed up, you went to a thing nobody else dressed up for?
Yeah, that was traumatizing.
We did do that. So we, when me and Kim, we were doing the Impractical Jokers cruise, right?
Amazing. Yeah.
And but we were meeting up with a bunch of comics in New Orleans the night before the
on
cruise
Halloween
took off
night.
On Halloween, and we're like, oh, it's in New Orleans, let's get dressed up,
yeah,
for Halloween, it'll be fun. And we were meeting like Bert Kreischer and Tony Hinchcliffe like in the lobby of this beautiful hotel,
yeah.
And we show up, I'm dressed up as a Ninja Turtle.
Literally painted his body green from head to toe like an idiot.
Oh,
not just
God.
Like dressed like, not,
like
not,
yeah.
Not like a Ninja Turtle shirt like an adult would do.
Dude, isn't that fun though? I love putting on makeup.
I know.
Kim is dressed up as Chiquita Banana. Full Chiquita Banana.
I'm wearing a blue dress.
Yeah. Fruit, yeah. Upper
fruit that I made myself on noise. My head that's
oh
falling
my
off slowly.
She's holding it together right.
Tighter
noy. Toy. She was toy. Toy. So we show up into this lobby of this fucking 5-star hotel. Nobody's dressed up. We're
and
just like walking
they're just
in.
They're laughing at us.
Yeah,
as
everyone's
we're walking
tackling in our face.
What are all these green footprints on the floor?
We ended up getting kicked out of a bar because Kim got into an argument with. We were so toxic.
It
was crazy.
This seems to be a pattern.
It was crazy.
Like
how
do you
stories.
Remember what happened? First of all, this is exactly what happened. Louis is trying to gaslight me into thinking the fight was my fault. I'm waiting in line for the
I
bathroom.
I didn't say it was your fault. I said it just follows.
I'm
you.
Waiting for the line in the bathroom. It's taking a long time. The girl that's standing in front of me also waiting goes up to the door, bangs on it, and then walks away.
Oh,
so
no.
Then the girl that comes out thinks I did it and tries to fight me.
That's a
she's
scene
drunk.
In Louis, by
wow.
the way.
Yeah,
wow.
Literally. And she was the bartender, wow. And she was dressed as a possessed nun. She was terrifying. She had all white eyes. She was just yelling at me like, "I won't serve you." I was like,
"Kim's like, give me what you're kicking."
No English, no English, no English.
I'll see my way out. Yeah.
Wait, what did
you do? It's very funny to get in a real fight in costume. That's like so whimsical.
It wasn't even my fault.
Well, then
you're all top heavy from the banana.
We go, we're here with like 12 people. So how about that? We're gonna fucking be out. She's like, whatever. So we tell our friends we're gonna leave, right? And everyone's like, no, we're going to stay.
That's
so everyone
so
left
funny.
Us. And then we went out like assholes. And then we're all angry and fucking pissed off. And then we saw a couple fighting. It's just so funny. There was I was dressed up as Raphael, but I saw a girl.
Green face.
A girl.
It was black, but it faded.
Nah. It was a girl that was dressed up as Michelangelo and a guy dressed up as Donatello.
Nice.
They were dating, right? And she was like a hot Michelangelo and he was like a Donatello, right? And they did it the right way, like an adult would do it. Like, I'm just like a dorky. Like, oh, hello.
You look like a fucking kid with autism who was playing with crayons. You look like you were playing with hand paint. You just started.
Did I have you tape this or somebody else tape it? But they were this couple were just in a drag out argument. Yeah. This couple, these two Ninja Turtles.
It was
right?
bad. It was so bad. We were like, man, they fight a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ, leave it for home. Yeah.
Wouldn't want to be those two.
So I had somebody videotape me, and I went up to them, and I was like, "Come on, guys, what are we doing here? We're friends." And they did not think it was funny.
Oh, that's so funny.
I thought I was
going
to break the tension for their argument, and they were just like, "Get away from me!"
Oh my God. You have to laugh if someone else in the fucking
the
turtle.
Ninja Turtles comes
if a Ninja
up.
Turtle approached me for any reason,
he probably thought you were a guy trying to be the Hulk, like a fucking whore.
Listen, get the fuck away, Shrek.
Who's this Mexican Shrek? Get out of here!
You're not wanted here, yeah. Godzilla.
Yeah,
he just looked like one of my unripe plantains that fell off my head.
This fucking avocado won't get out of my face.
That's my avocado.
Get out of here, Tostones.
Why is this plantain wearing sheath underwear?
Dude, one of the biggest laughs I've ever had. years and years ago, I was going to a zombie thing with my ex, who's a big gal.
Only Zach and Sam go to a zombie thing, and everyone's like, keep on going.
Yeah.
And she was right. Painted.
Yeah. It was December.
She was like a green zombie, and she's in the front seat of the car, and we're driving to the bar, and there was a Mexican family, and she had the window open, and she's smoking, and this little Mexican girl goes, mira, 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 es Shrek. It was the hardest I've ever fucking left. And then she goes to tell this little girl, fuck you, and I went, Donkey!
That's amazing.
Me and Alex had a bad moment. We were walking through the park one time, and a schizophrenic homeless man that was just mumbling to himself. We walked by him, and he goes, ugh, a simp and a chimp. And we both went, wow, we know which ones we are. Instantly, we're like, well, we don't need to...
A simp and a chimp. That's hilarious.
That's our new podcast name.
Okay, does that guy want a job at Gas Digital? It's my type of humor. All right, let's see. Let's go. We have another Hot for Teacher in the books. Let's go, folks. Hot for Teacher.
Hot for Teacher.
I'm hoping you have a theme song.
Nope, I do a weird, awkward pause before this.
Gay.
I'm hot for teacher.
Do you want me? Should I start it? Wait, it's coming right now.
Here what's coming? What's coming?
The intro.
That's crazy.
Okay, so this is six former college high school football players are suing the school district. And
who made that intro?
Yeah, I want to know that too. It's either Bobby or David Byrd.
Can they do more of that?
Yeah, I was just thinking we need him at Broad Topics.
Yeah, we need more of that.
That's incredible. I mean, that's the best thing I've ever seen. Okay. I was literally going to save it for after the podcast, but I'm upset.
Yeah, it's a good intro.
It's incredible.
Yeah, we need more intros. Like I was thinking, we should do. What you snacking on? But the what you snacking on intro looked like it was fucking shit out of a homeless guy's asshole.
It's literally just a scene from the fucking Aquatine Hunger Force movie.
It's crazy. It's a wild thing. And then
did we do that one already?
No, but we'll do that.
I was gonna
next.
Say it was so bad I missed it.
We'll do it next. But we'll do Hot for Teacher first.
That was incredible. That's the song good intro. Was good.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm look the you know.
Yeah, I never heard that song. That was good.
Hot for Teacher.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that was also like redone. So that's like a different version of Hot for Teacher, so that we don't get flagged.
Yeah, so we don't get flagged.
Oh, nice.
I believe that's Cushion Pusher also. So this is a six former California high school football players are suing the school district and a former female athletic trainer. They claim that she raped them all. This is more than a decade ago. All six of them are filing as like John Doe's, so they're not revealing who they are. But she said they each have different stories. One of them said that him and another student were... Hold on. First of all, this is her father. Her father is also in the school district. He was a coach. So he was a coach at the same time that you can share it. He was a coach at the same time that she was teaching. But let me
He's guilty.
Let me show you her.
He's got guilty eye. Oh, well.
This is her.
Is that her?
She looks like she just takes it. She's like, give me your dick.
She kind of looks. She looks like a lesbian. Yeah.
She looks strong.
Yeah, just like an army. Like
she looks like the lady from Matilda.
Yeah, Miss Trunchbull. Yeah. I was literally about to say that. I was like.
All of the boys were between 15 and 17. One of them said that she forced him to go to like a drive-in movie. And then,
oh man, she forced these kids to date her. Yeah. Then to spend time with this fucking giant bitch.
I don't want to watch Bros. Come on, Bros, suck your little.
Well, tell, see the Birdcage, and you'll like it.
We're eating hot dogs and we're watching Bros.
It's a beautiful movie.
She's just doing kettlebells in the living room
with her pussy.
Yeah.
What else, Shannon?
Yeah. So that John Doe said that at the drive-in. That she sexually abused him in the back seat of the car.
She shook his hand.
By the way, can we just say these guys are fags? I mean, they all got fucking laid by a teacher who's, you know, for all intents and purposes, cute enough, toyed enough.
You get sucked
toyed enough at when you're 16. Shut up, Kim. Toyed enough.
The fact that it's your teacher raised a lot of points.
At 16, that would have been a hot teacher.
Okay, so she went from a 0 to a 2.
Go back to her.
Let's see her body, at least.
I don't think we can get
this
her body.
This is the only picture.
They couldn't fit it in the picture.
She's not
She's fine. You're
when
right.
I was
16 right.
years yeah. old. That would have been a fuck. Sure. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That would have been. She would have been.
She looks
a hotter
like.
Teacher.
She looks like Bat Boy.
She's no. She's not like.
She's got a smile like she breathed in the Joker gas.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's looks like she's doing marketing for that new scary movie.
Dude, look at the way her eye is. It looks like a teenage boy is currently licking her pussy.
Yeah.
That she
her hair is like
she doesn't have too much. It's
she has evil, like evil.
Yeah,
that's a lot coming from me. Evil
she, has female, she has female cop energy.
Yeah, yes. That's the same energy as gym yes. teacher or like athletic director.
She's a security guard at a bar.
You have the right to remain yeah. sexy.
Yeah,
dude. She
it so says there's five more pictures, or is that something?
I think those are the John Does, right?
Oh, let's
no, they can't show the John Does. They're minors.
That's true. You're right.
Colton High School.
Who's that guy?
That's her dad.
That's her dad?
Yeah. Did you rape a kid again? You fucking bitch.
He know, he's used to it. She's always raping kids. He's trying to stop her.
Oh, no.
Dad,
oh, here she goes again.
Dad, I just took him to see Bros.
God damn it. I know you're raping in there.
This is the court papers, and then that's it.
Let's see, John Doe's. I mean, look, here's the thing. It is what it is. I'm just saying, like, these kids were fucking knee-deep in teacher puss back in the day, and now they're...
That is crazy that six of them came forward, though. That means that she must have done something bad, I feel. If there's, like, six...
She just fucked them.
Yeah, that's what they're all... That's it? That's what each of them are saying. The next one said he joined the team as a sophomore in 2000, alleges...
And that he left the team as a hardmore.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. If you don't want to laugh, you don't want to laugh. It's a good joke.
I
thought it was good.
Thank you, dude. Everyone in the fucking the
one guy trying to get a job.
Everyone who I pay liked it.
Good job, Mr. Gomez. That was very funny. Can I have some water, please? Can I please use the?
I laughed at your joke. Can I have one of the edamames?
He also flinched when you looked at him.
No, he just tried some kratom. He's like, it's good.
You're the best, Mr. Senor Gomez.
Senor Gomez,
you're the best.
Can I use the bathroom?
Hard.
If I like the joke?
Por favor.
If I like the joke, can moment. I use the bathroom?
I'm so hungry. I laugh at anything you
can
say.
Can I please stand up? I've been sitting for so long.
I laugh. Can I go home before 10 p.m.? I want to see my family.
I have to send kratom back to my family. Every month, Mr. Gomez lets me send a kilo of kratom back to my family in Guadalajara.
My abuelita loves your kratom.
You're the Anthony Jeselnik of podcasts, Mr. Gomez. You're the best.
Yeah, dude. If you're a 15-year-old kid and you smash out that teacher, you're fucking, you know, I mean, look, that was her fetish. She was into fucking little boys. She's a monster. Look, here's what I'll say. Usually I get the teachers back. If she fucks two kids.
She was in love. This lady had a fetish.
But she invited him to the movies.
Look, she's playing in traffic. You know, it is what it is. You know.
I'll go one further. If you're his parents and you know he went to a drive-in movie with his female teacher, you got to know something weird's going on.
You should be in jail, too.
Know. Did they say they knew the parents?
No, but you should know where your kid's going.
No, it's so hard. It's so easy.
At 16, you could
get out.
It's
easy to lie.
You could just say, I'm going to a movie with my friends or
16,
something.
16, my mom thought I was at like nice sleepovers. I was getting like fingered in the back of an Astro van.
Nice. Astro van.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Love a Chevy,
was
baby.
That music festival where all those people died?
Yeah, they got smushed under something.
They all got fingered. Is that what happened? They all got fingered smushed. At Astro van?
Isn't that an amusement park in Pennsylvania? Astroland Park? Astro Van Park. Look, I'm this chick's, you know, a weirdo. She's into fucking teenagers.
She's not the hottest.
And she's not the hottest.
She's not the
hottest. We've seen hotter teachers.
Yeah, you need to be like really hot to get away with fucking six kids in your class. Because then that's predatory behavior.
Dude,
it's so funny.
You're a serial kid fucker
Dude,
at that point.
Dude, mug shorties. We've talked mug shorties on the show before. Do you follow
what is it called?
Yeah, mug shorties. Oh, it's great.
Have you ever followed mug shorties?
What?
Mug shorties.
That's the best Twitter account to be like, I can save her.
Mug shorties.
Say it again?
I can fix her.
Shorties.
Okay.
Mug shorties. Why?
Mug shouties.
It's shouties, yeah.
Shouties. Dude, it's rules, but it's not even the girls. The comments are so fucking funny. They really make me laugh.
They're all from your account.
They love her.
second day going to be lit.
Let's see. Aggravated assault.
Shout out Lopez WTF.
Aggravated assault. Met a man on a dating app on their first date and told the man to give her money. He refused, so she stabbed him.
She's got a crazy
look. She looks stabby AF. I think I've gotten that criticism before.
Let's see.
I'll never refuse.
She had a simple request.
I'll never refuse.
Thanks, can you just
anything you want, baby?
I don't think she did anything wrong, personally.
All she did was try to secure the bag.
And then free people, her. People were ready to free her. There's or keep her. Her.
There's free her under every single one. Yeah, no matter
free
what
her,
they
free
did.
Her. She's an angel. She did nothing wrong.
Yeah, it's my
but
favorite.
For, about the
go
guy.
To another, go to another.
About
picture.
The guy, they said, but did it die?
Oh, that's this bitch. Girl Joker, baby.
Hell yeah.
No
yeah.
big deal.
Let's see. Arrested on a warrant for unpaid speeding tickets. Charged with a felon. Charged with felony assault during the process for kicking a cop.
Oh, come on.
Free Antifa. Her.
She can kick me any
this
day.
This is just every woman in Portland.
Yeah. Let it go.
Free her. Harley free Quinn. Her.
Yeah, free her.
Free my boo.
I wish I was that cop for real.
I can change her. It's just the best, dude. Guys are hilarious.
Men are so horny. It's like,
the guys
what,
are
yeah.
just like...
Anyone gross. Know her ring size?
She likes to party. True.
All right, let's go with what you snacking on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of What You Snacking On.
What are you snacking on?
Now this is the Gas Digital I know and love.
Yes. That's a clip from the movie.
It's from Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie film for theaters.
They just took it out.
There we go.
And literally, I remember this scene from the movie.
It's them. It's the words.
Oh my god! And an
look
iMovie,
at that. Oh, look
like
at the
iMovie
font.
Default text.
Who made that, Tiana?
I'm just saying. We have.
I
we
can't
have,
believe someone did that.
That's wait, the
this
words.
The same
to
show.
Let's all go to the lobby and yeah. they blurt it out.
Yeah. Mr. Gomez, I made an intro for you.
An intro on my gateway computer for you.
You like Comic Sans?
I clipped my favorite movie and made it in MS Paint.
Mr. Gomez, you heard of Wingdings?
It's like symbols.
Yeah. I am learning so much.
So, what's your snack?
Great, very good accent, Kim.
Thanks.
Kim's on board.
Kim, thanks. We were on the road this weekend,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Went to fucking...
Plano, Texas.
Went to Plano, Texas. But what was the restaurant? Went to... Steakhouse.
Oh, Fleming's. Oh, Capital
no,
Grill.
Capital. What's Capital Grill, which I love. Capital Grill's Capital right Grill. Near my house in Paramus.
Yeah.
And
good,
I love...
A good seafood tower.
Love... How do you feel about a seafood tower? You like it.
I don't... I'm not a... I did it for Berg. I wanted to see him happy. You know, yeah, he gets excited when he sees...
Very
birthday.
Excited about a seafood tower. How do you feel yeah. about a seafood tower, Kim? It's $130
I've
for a
had
seafood
one,
tower.
I'm truly not impressed by a seafood tower. I like my food to come out one plate at a time like a fucking... human being.
Yeah.
I don't like all my food and all the
also
seafood gets
towered
warm.
On top of
yeah.
each other.
Like, it seems very like...
You don't like an appetizer sampler, Kim?
If I'm like at a Chili's, I'll do an appetizer sampler.
The problem you're is not at work right now. You don't have to
<picture. laughs> The problem you don't want a Diet Coke?
You don't want a dim sum platter? Kim? Amazing our, dim sum platter.
Kim, our desserts are very good.
So no, the seafood tower, like, I don't like... ice cold seafood
yeah.
that much. Like I will
yeah,
do
same.
Some oysters. Rarely will I choose shrimp cocktail.
Yep.
I don't really want cold lobster. I don't really want cold crab meat. That's not really my thing.
I love it.
I don't like, I'm more on the steam side.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, with lobster, I'll do a cold, like a lobster roll, but that's a different thing as well. That's lunch.
I don't even like a lobster roll.
You don't like a lobster
no,
roll?
No, I like my lobster
come
warm
on.
And
on,
garlic
that's
butter.
Fucking, hold
I'm
on.
In. I'm half and half with lobster rolls. They're way too overpriced.
You don't like a lobster roll?
What was that? What did that say?
That's when I'm angry, I put that on.
What did it say? I don't like you?
I don't know why I don't like a lobster
it's
roll.
It's from an old Disturbed music video.
No, it's a Hatebreed song.
They're fairly priced. Considering what you get, they're expensive. Market price.
I love a lobster roll.
I like yeah. a nice crab
I'm
cake.
I'm a huge
though.
Fan. I'm in the minority here. I love chilled seafood. I love a tower. I love a
you
lobster
love a tower.
Roll.
I love my seafood
I do.
Warm.
At Siddell's, they give you a bagel, smoked salmon, cream cheese. Just but it's all in the tower, so you feel like you're king.
Yeah. I think it's obnoxious. I think it's some fucking real, you know.
A seafood tower is just when Lewis and Zach fuck on the road. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gay.
I needed
one.
You know, that's what he did. It was more of a machine gun.
Gay.
Well, like, the rest of your fucking sound clips are all screaming.
metal.
So I thought,
don't be self-conscious and start trashing the soundboard. Yeah, no. Your thing stunk.
I mean, I took my bomb better. It was dead silent, and I said, yeah.
Just winked at me.
Well, what's great is Figs bombed first, so we can all just call back to his bomb. Anytime we bomb, we could just call it back.
I thought it was solid.
Yeah, Seafood Tower, I don't like it. I just typically, I'm not ordering those things individually. If I'm ordering apps, I'm going to order some oysters. I love me some oysters. Yeah. Love me some oysters.
Oh, sorry.
What the fuck is that?
What's going on? Was she the female Joker that we saw?
She's hanging out with us too much.
I know. Just
we
got to
get away. We
got to
save. She's got a good career. Let's not ruin her.
I thought that's what it was. Sorry. I thought that was a thing. Never mind. Go ahead.
Stop winking. What's wrong with your eye right now?
What the hell happened? Did the weed just kick in?
Oh.
Did you get any bacon? In the words of Tim Dillon, I like a thick cut bacon.
They were out of bacon this time we went. They were out of bacon, but I love me some Capital Grille. Kim, what are you snacking on right now? Give me something you've been snacking on lately that people should know about.
I've been snacking on...
It could be as simple as a bag of chips. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Oh, no, there's these protein balls at Trader Joe's that are filled with peanut butter and jelly and hazelnut, and they're really healthy, and they're keto, and they're bomb.
They're keto.
They're keto.
Peanut butter, jelly, and chocolate? There's no way that's keto. I mean, you're naming none of the
things
you're
naming. They're keto if you think they are and you don't look at the label. They look keto. I don't know what they are.
Anything without bread is keto. Yeah.
A little kettle corn.
Shortbread cookies.
I've been fucking with kettle corn.
Shortbread cookies.
That's not keto, but kettle corn.
Yeah.
Some pepperonis.
Ooh. Okay.
You trying to get jacked? You're going to fight someone? Ellis Mania?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
If you had to fight someone, who would you fight?
I really want to fight Casey Anthony.
Yeah. Mark Casey Anthony.
I think that would be really fun.
That would be funny.
That'd be fun.
She'd fucking...
She's from Florida. We could probably fly her in for Steakfest.
She'd fucking knock you out and dump you in a river.
Dude,
she's the real mug shorty.
It would be so fun to fight Casey Anthony. Yeah.
Perhaps the number one mug shorty.
What if she beats the shit out of you?
Then...
Still funny.
That would be pretty dope still, yeah.
Yeah. What you snacking on, Robbie?
I just went to Clinton Street Bakery baking company this morning.
I'm that? A brownie! I'm a brownie! Put me in the oven!
What's going on?
I think she's making fun of you guys doing impressions of
I'm
everything.
I'm making fun of all of you.
I'm just confused.
Except for Zach.
What would a brownie... trying to think of...
What would a brownie in the oven sound
I'm trying
like.
To think of something. Like, what a fucking...
Help! Help is fucking hot!
Oh, hell no! Oh, hell no! Why you motherfuckers got me here? God damn!
I'm a brownie, you're right.
I'm a brownie. Hell no, man. Put this shit down. This shit hot a motherfucker. God damn! God damn! That's a motherfucker.
Now I'll never be a Girl Scout.
That was also good.
What's there a Jewish go. One? Hementaschen?
Okay.
Oh, you know what?
What is this bakery you speak of?
Oh, it's just a really good breakfast place down the street, but a good snack. I like the if it's actually good if like you're there's like Quest make these cookies, like these small protein cookies with there's no sugar, no carbs, but they taste pretty good.
They're terrible.
That's the one with the guy that asked.
The Quest protein cookies, it literally tastes like shit.
Like whey protein. All
it's
those
terrible.
Things.
No, it's not. No, not the cookie. The small frosted one. That one sounds. That one's good.
What was that fucking cereal?
The Power
cereal?
Crunch bars. The chocolate ones. The double chocolate.
Yeah,
ones.
The Power
good.
Crunch bars are pretty good. 4 grams of sugar, and they're actually good.
Lou, what was that fucking cereal that you got? That was dog food.
Oh no, it tasted good. You eat one bowl of it. But then you're like, oh, dude, I can eat cereal all day. It's keto cereal, dude. And then there's a rock in your stomach.
Yeah,
you're like, it's like it was a Magic Spoon. It was a different brand.
Yeah, it was a Magic Spoon.
Well,
whatever.
You could tell because it was really hard to chew, too. My jaw would hurt by the time I was done.
Dude, your face getting excited.
Behave, baby.
Aren't you hot? Didn't that make you sweaty to think about the snacks we ate? It made me sweaty.
Take off your headset, Kim. take your boots off. Nice socks. Take them off.
I'll sell you my sock right now. How much you got?
$15.
I'll
do
it.
Really pay $15 for Kim's sock?
Oh,
her dirty sock off her foot?
Hell nah, man. I got a shorty in the crib. Man, I got me.
If we weren't on air.
Is this the brownie?
Off air.
Off air, I'm walking out of here with one sock. $15 richer.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Usually if Kim has on one sock, it's because she's on her period.
What are you snacking on, Big Doggy?
What am I snacking on right now?
Yeah, what did you get at the Capital Grill? What'd you order?
I order the same thing every time, steak.
Steak, yeah. What kind of steak you got?
What do I eat? What type of steak do I get typically?
Ribeye?
I go with a ribeye.
How'd you get it cooked?
Stop! Don't fucking interview me. Shut the fuck up. I hate when people fucking do that. That's not your job here, okay? I'll fucking interview you. I ask the questions, all right? Don't fucking come at me with that.
was just being a friend.
No, no, you're not being a friend right
now.
I'm
just being a buddy.
Just, no, relax.
I want to know how your day was.
Calm the fuck down.
What happened?
Dude.
I was actually curious.
No, 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 I'm sick of it.
I'm leaving, dude.
Medium rare. I do a medium rare. There you go. I do a medium rare. Where do you get your steak cooked, Kim?
Medium.
Medium?
But it has to be a true medium or I send it back.
What does that mean? How
it
do you,
has to
how
be actually medium and not, because if you tell them medium, 80% of the time you get back medium well.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's like, mm-hmm. you got to go back.
I like my steak a little bloody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do too, mm-hmm. but I used to do medium rare and then I changed to medium.
I just started liking crab cake, like this year.
Oh, it's good.
This year.
You got to get crab cake.
You know who's got a good crab cake? Del Frisco's Grill. Really good. I like it.
I like this
Is
segment.
Is that Callen?
Tim no, Dillon.
It makes me hungry.
Is that Callen?
Tim Dillon.
Oh, Tim Dillon, all right. Yeah.
You guys. Capital Grill. Get the crab cake. They're really good. Very tasty. Ben, where are you going?
I gotta go. I'm quitting the show. I gotta go quit the show.
Why?
Some of the impressions are so bad that I kind of like them still.
Is it because you weren't behaving, Ben?
Yeah.
Were you being bad?
I was being real bad.
Yo, Kratom.
Yeah, I just started liking crab cakes this year. This is my first year enjoying
crab cakes. Are
crab
solid,
cake.
Man. Del Frisco's really has the best.
Stop mentioning Del Frisco's.
They're really,
what Del, is going what, on? What about the Frisco's?
What do you have stock?
I'm going
in
to DC
it?
This week. I'm going to get crab cakes.
I'll bring up Del Frisco's for
your
some
mustache.
Reason.
You need Manscaped. Maybe if you got a little bit of you hit it.
Promo code Robin Fitz.
Yeah.
Can't stand them. I truly can't stand them. All right, you know what, Zach? What you snacking on?
Wasa crackers. They're
What's
really good.
Wasa
W-A-S-A.
Pull them
They're
up.
Like,
damn, all you guys are
really thin.
Things that are weird.
Thin, thin, very dry. Very good. Very good. A little cream cheese, a little everything bagel seasoning.
Ooh, man.
Big on the everything bagel seasoning. Mm. Real good snackarooski.
I had my sister last night, Wasa crackers. You know what's a good cracker, too? These fucking rice crackers that are fucking little round rice crackers. What are they called?
Rice cakes.
No. No, they're little rice crackers, but they're like little mini rice cakes, essentially.
Oh, like the pop ones?
They're wasabi like flavored as well. They're so good with hummus. Yeah, my sister last night made Sloppy Joe's.
Oh, here we go.
Poor.
What?
Is there a button that says poor?
No, Sloppy Joe's, are they poor? Are they poor people?
Is there a poor button on that? I don't think so. Sloppy Joe's, hey, you got the ketchup and you got meat. Sloppy Joe. Poor.
First of all, it's not just ketchup, you dickhead. You got to get man witch Sloppy Joe mix, okay? Do you make your own Sloppy Joe mix? I used to have a fantasy about opening up a Sloppy Joe food truck.
Oh, here we go.
I did. It was a fantasy.
Sloppy Joe's all day.
Sloppy yeah. Sloppy Lou's.
Sloppy Lou's.
That's already your name.
Yeah. That's his podcast.
Sloppy Lou. You're the yeah, Sloppy Lou of comedy.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah.
Dude, that was my fantasy. But then I really didn't think about it. I was thinking about this yesterday because my sister was making Sloppy Joe's for dinner. And I was like, yeah, man, that would have fucking killed it. Tater tots on the side. We just sell Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy
tater
Joe's
tots.
Outside of a bar would do well.
The problem is, I feel like even in the name, sloppy's in the name.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what
it's
you want
not
after
a
bar.
It's not a great street food though.
Oh, there's a Sloppy Joe.
Yeah,
because
you can't carry it around.
Of course,
it's sloppy.
There is.
Yeah, it's kind of a pain in the ass.
Sloppy Joe's suck.
Those are the hot dogs they sell. They have
a
bunch of shit on them.
Yeah, but a hot dog is sort of self-contained.
It's compact.
A Sloppy Joe falls, like, if it's done, you know.
You would have to put it in foil like a gyro. So that
it would have to be, it's a pain in the dick.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the dick of a food to walk around with, like lunchtime.
Yeah.
If I'm at a nice job wearing a suit or like a tie and shit, like, I'm not risking Sloppy Joe falling, especially the way I would want to do it. You want to make them sloppy.
Yeah.
You know? Cream cheese.
Kids like
you can make
them
sloppy.
My mom would do them. This would be your Sloppy Joe. You do a dab of cream cheese right in the center of that Sloppy Joe, and you close it up.
Poor people snake. Poor people snake. Poor people snake. My
welfare.
Low income.
EBT.
Low income.
Section EBT. 8. Section 8.
Project snake. Project snake.
Do you remember that Dane Cook joke? I used to love it. He was like, he used to hear like a car alarm going off outside of his house, and he would just like listen to it at night, and he would write lyrics to it. Like, I'm a car, I'm a car, oil is my blood. Dude, Dane Cook used to kick ass.
He used to be great.
Not for nothing, dude. I swear to God, people like hate on Dane Cook. Dane Cook, right up until fucking the big HBO, like when he got massive, that special killed it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
That dude, was so funny.
He was so funny, dude. Everyone tried to be like too cool for school and be like, oh, dude, you can't like Dane Cook. He was super animated and kind of corny.
Yeah.
But it was unquestionably hilarious.
I relate to that.
Dane Cook was the first comedian I ever listened to on the bus in middle school.
Yeah.
Wow. Zach first...
Bertrand let me listen on his headphones to the Kool-Aid Man bit and the tricycle thing. And
What's
then
the
he
Kool-Aid
was the
Man bit again.
Oh yeah.
The wall. Oh yeah.
He's like, he's an uninvited guest. It was like, yeah, it was just like.
What about the pickles? The Burger King one with the pickles?
So
the BK Lounge.
And order a pickles.
Yeah, that was the first comedy CD I ever bought, for sure.
About being single and how it feels when you're single and everyone else is dating someone. He's so good.
He kind of made stand-up way more mainstream,
oh,
I feel
he did.
Like.
He was like a fucking rock star
MySpace
comic.
MySpace and all that
shit.
Yeah,
MySpace. Dude, on that special, the cheating bit where he's like, he walks in and he was like, he's trying to be quiet because his girlfriend's sleeping. Every time he steps on like a floorboard, it's like, cheater. Liar. She loved you. Then you get in bed and your girlfriend looks at you and just says what you don't want her to say. She's like, hey, perfect.
Yeah. Now his girlfriend will say, hey, I'm over 18.
She's like, hey, can you please drop me off at school today?
She's like, goo goo gaga.
Can I have that Happy Meal toy?
Do you have any games in your phone?
Babe, I got games.
Oh, shit. Let's see. Did our stream drop? Because people in the live chat are saying that, Shannon.
It dropped out for a second. It's back.
Okay. Come on, folks. Streams drop. People do fucking freak out, over like a show. You go on YouTube and watch a show for a couple hours. The stream drops sometimes.
Yeah.
Stream drops. It happens. You refresh.
Cable goes out.
No big deal. I will say one of the great things, we are rebuilding, the entire website. Everything is being rebuilt from the ground up. The new Gas Digital's
coming.
Have
that graphics guy do it.
Right. Yeah.
Please. Whoever that mystery guy is that I've never heard of, that you've got locked up somewhere doing graphics.
The
Kusher Pusher? What did you
Kusher,
say?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's Kusher Pusher. Yeah. What the fuck is that?
2023 is going to be a really, really big year for Gas Digital.
Yeah, baby.
Coming out with an app. Rebuilding the website. We're doing a lot of really, really incredible stuff.
Hell yeah.
We just signed a deal with a company that's going to be our partners in this. Ooh. That is going to really, just an incredible, incredible partnership that's going to bring us into a new era for Gas
Digital.
Shout
out to the Trump Foundation.
Yeah.
Great system.
Yeah. Daily Wire bought us.
So get ready for the Jordan Peterson show on Gas Digital Network.
I told Aaron I want to do that. I want to do a tour where we only do Trump properties.
Have you been to one recently? Is it nice? Is it luxurious?
Awesome. They're all nice hotels.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
People there are still happy. They're like happy. Like, we love it. Yeah.
People don't really.
Trump just walks around Mar-a-Lago. You know, that he just like walks around being like, how you doing? He'll just like,
I'm Trump.
I don't know if you know that. It's like, yeah, thank you.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's before we get out of here, we got to go to World News with Mikey Figgs.
Here we go. Here we go. Hasn't been solid the last few attempts.
No, it's okay. We got this. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to China. Taiwan is stockpiling supplies to prepare for a blockade or an attack from China. Now, I thought Taiwan was China. Am I crazy about that?
No, they're not. They're
separate things.
It's actually a big issue, yeah.
So we're with Taiwanese Prime Minister Qing Bing Ding.
Qing. Translate from Chumley.
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't want to translate. I want you to try to do it in English.
No, double you make me work double time. I don't. My English not.
You want me to do accent and make joke?
No, good. Yeah. I have my translator here. Help me.
No.
He says he wants me to bail him out of the bed.
thank you, translator. Here, help me. And my wife here too.
So,
my wife here, take off jacket.
What?
Thank you.
Yes, daddy.
Funnery.
Yes, daddy. Anything funnery. Daddy want, I do.
Funnery, listen to me.
He
funnery.
Says, I'm horny now.
So what type of supplies are you stockpiling to prepare for this attack?
How you know it's a surprise attack?
He says, no weapons, surprise, big surprise coming, like birthday.
Uh-huh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Iran, where Oscar winners chop off their hair.
Everything's on fire! No!
White sauce, red sauce, white sauce, red sauce,
salt, pepper, ketchup,
barbecue sauce.
off, take off your jacket to Kim Kong. Take off your jacket, alhamdulillah.
And put it on your head and cover your face.
My friend, what do you do? Do you have a pass to, do you have broadcasting pass to do this interview, my friend? What is your question? Make it quick.
Well, Oscar winners are chopping off their hair to protest for protesters in Iran. We do have Iranian.
Nimesh Patel.
Hassan Minhaj.
Hello.
We're here with Hassan Minhaj.
Bob Jabroni.
Do me a favor. How about you mind your own business? We don't care about you Americans cutting off your hair. Leave us alone.
Okay. Well,
get out of our country.
All right,
this is our country.
We don't stop with hair. We go with head.
Yeah. And the Oscar winner is Lena Dunham, so who cares?
We love Lena Dunham.
We are big in Iran. We love Lena Dunham.
All right, let's go.
In our country, we not eat of the meat of Lena Dunham.
Crushing.
They've just been watching Jeff Dunham.
Lena is halal.
Let's go to my favorite country, Jamaica, where there was in Kingston, a technical schoolgirl.
Help! Louis set me on fire! I'm on fire!
What's the matter?
Help.
Girl, Karen Mongolis, be careful.
I
be quiet.
It was a vacation.
Nah, girl, what do you mean you thought vacation? You know, you've been here before. Me see you last time, I think, me saw you. Girl, baby, take your jacket off, baby. There you go. Body girl. Ross clot girl. Must be cold in here because the M&Ms are ready. Girl. I know you like to smoke weed, baby. Wait, do me a favor. Get the fuck out of here. Me talking to Michonne. What's the question? So, Rattel, Batty Boy, Bomboclaat, Sinister.
There was a schoolgirl who was fatally stabbed, and her peer was finally charged. So we're here with the girl's father who was charged.
Yeah.
The father of the girl who was charged.
That's right.
Winston Churchill, yes.
What's up? What's the matter? You act bad, you get stabbed. You better be a good girl, man. You come by my house, you think you do what you want to do? You think you're above the law? What you think, you're Judge Dredd? Hell no,
Judge
girl.
Dredd?
Body girl, never. You respect your father.
No, in Jamaica,
now.
It's Judge Dredd's.
Yeah.
Body boy.
All right, we're done. Thank you guys for watching. Always a fun show with the God Hates Figs boys. Good Hates Figs. So they named their podcast Young Guns, and I said they should have named it Good Hates Figs. Goodwin. She didn't know his name. His name is Robbie Goodwin. His name is Mike Figs. So Good Hates Figs. God Hates Fags.
Yeah, that's a play on that. Okay, that is good.
Right? Isn't that better than Young Guns?
Yeah.
There's three podcasts called The Young Guns.
I know. They're all hockey related. We're pivoting to hockey.
So why don't you sign us? You said it wrong. You thought of it and then you said it wrong.
Good Hates Fix.
Good Hates Fix.
So if I signed your cash, you changed your name?
100%.
Wow. Tweet it out, Shannon. Tweet it out. See if people want. Tell them to tweet it from the Gas Digital account. See if they want.
So this will go over well.
With the stipulation, be like, do you guys want The Young Guns on Gas Digital if they change their name to Good Hates Figs?
You should have the actual Westboro Baptist Church on here.
Before Good Hates
Figs. Yeah, yeah. God Hates Fags. Yeah.
That's more in line with the brand, honestly.
Yeah, Aaron's going to have them on next week. Yeah.
So what? You guys are just normal churchgoers. I don't get it. Why does everyone hate you? This guy, you're patriots, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, let's wrap this one up. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Friday. Friday. Yeah, Friday. Forget what day of the week it is. Yeah, with another excellent episode. Until then, peace.
That's all, folks.